Yeah, yeah. Pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw. Too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty ball trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger.
All right, who's ready for some of that verbal basketball? This is the Rebel Room. Taylor Byrne, Case Kiefer, Ray Brewer sitting alongside, ready to talk some hoops. Our first week without any football. We don't even have to pretend that they're not playing this week because they earned a bye week with last week's overtime victory against Fresno State. 2-5, 1-2 in conference play for your football Rebels. But this week, again, even more so, we're looking at basketball. The preseason all-conference team came out today, Tuesday. The what are we calling it this year? I can't even remember. The Scarlet and Gray Showcase?
I love that, yeah.
Is that what they're going with?
Scarlet/Gray.
Are you sure it's Scarlet/? I can't speak at all today. Yeah. And it's not and Gray? We'll figure that out as we go. That's Thursday night, free to the public, 7 p.m., Thomas and Mack Center. You know, it's kind of their standard scrimmage. Usually have an alumni game, some type of dunk or three-point contest, little skills stuff. The women's basketball team's there. Everybody's, it's a good time.
Is there autograph opportunities?
I believe there will be an autograph opportunity for each player after the game. Set up at a table, stand in line. Ray Brewer, who are you going to be first in line for?
That's a great question.
Do you even know the guys on this year's team?
I do, but I haven't, like most fans who are going to show up Thursday, you haven't really become attached to somebody.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a favorite player every year, like somebody who I couldn't wait till they got in the game, or I always thought whenever they touched the ball, they were going to score, or you tried to emulate their game on the playground. So now that I'm an adult, or so they say, my favorite player is somebody who is usually, you know, a hustler or you know, somebody who's fun to cover or fun to interview.
Yeah, you usually like the kids that are good to talk to.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's me. I
I'm not going to dance around it. I'll give you my favorite player, Ben Carter.
Well, you're going to be – it's going to be a bad year for you because
well,
he's not
gonna
playing.
Well, he's going to be there, though.
He
right?
will be
I think
there.
It would be kind of odd for us, Case, to ask Ben Carter for his autograph because we interviewed and covered that.
I'm not going to ask anyone for their autograph. I was just given a favorite player. I assume he's going to play at the scrimmage. I know he's not playing.
Yes,
but,
he is.
You wouldn't ask Dantley Walker for his autograph?
Probably not. I'm not asking anyone for their autograph.
Yeah, I'm not getting anybody's autograph.
There's some really good candidates for favorite player, though.
Do you guys have – not to be –
No, hold on. Who else?
I mean, there's got to be so much excitement about the kids coming in. I'm sure. I bet the line's going to be longest for Vaughn, right? That's got to be the favorite. But I mean, I don't know much about him other than I covered when you were. I was paying attention when you covered his recruitment. But how can Good Luck Okonobo with that name not be just the best candidate for a favorite? I know Doolin. Everyone's dying for a point guard the last couple years. I just feel like there's a lot of options.
I think Doolin's line is going to be mostly filled with middle-aged housewives. I think he's got that appeal. I think Good Luck Okonobo's line is going to go up after the scrimmage as opposed to what our guess would be before it, because he's going to make a couple astounding blocks and people are going to be really excited about his athleticism. Dwayne Morgan, another freshman coming in that people are going to be very interested in. But yeah, Rashad Vaughn, who today was named the third straight UNLV Rebel to be the preseason freshman of the year for the Mountain West, following Anthony Bennett and for some reason Kendall Smith last year. I'd kind of forgotten that. I think I voted Chris Wood.
He's still on the team, right?
He is. He's a sophomore, going to be the backup point guard. You know, Dave seems to be pretty excited about the offseason that he's had. That could just be him telling us that.
He was
good
for like three games last year.
He had some good spots. And remember how big him going out of that Arizona game was when he had cramps for the final, I think, 12 minutes there. They just didn't have another option there. Daquan Cook couldn't do anything offensively, and their biggest problem was defensively at point guard position in the end of that close game last year, which would have been – I don't think that – suddenly changes the year. Well, maybe. I mean, it was early enough, but that would have been easily their biggest win of the year, and Kendall Smith not being able to finish it was that was a big factor at the time.
So when Rice's initial seasons, they've been nationally ranked one year, highly regarded another year, got off to the great start the first year where they beat North Carolina, won 9 straight games, and here we go this year, year 4, not in the tournament. I mean, they didn't make the tournament last year. While they have good players, they're young, and they're picked to finish fourth in the league, and that's probably a good slot. Taylor, do you think that not having expectations, at least externally, might be a blessing for this team to give them less pressure, I guess, to produce?
I think it would be great. And I think that's kind of what they've needed the past couple of years, to just be able to quote, in the dark, just be able to go about their work and figure their stuff out, because there are so many, you know, so many things to figure out personnel-wise, just personality-wise, even within that. Once you figure out how to play, then it's about keeping everyone happy and being able to maintain that type of play. And can you even be consistent with this many freshmen? You don't know what you're going to get night in, night out of them. And so trying to keep some of those dynamics as stable as possible is going to be huge. And I think it's easier to do that without, you know, a microscope, without a spotlight, whatever metaphor you want to use for just kind of the extra attention that, you know, a San Diego State is going to start off with this year, of just being, you know, they got 34 of the 35 preseason votes for to finish first, second through seventh in the poll, which going down is Boise State, New Mexico, UNLV, Colorado State.
I'm trying to look for it. I'm surprised they were picked fourth.
Yeah, well, they finished one point behind New Mexico for third. So essentially, you could flip-flop those third and fourth, and that's kind of where everybody had them slotted. But second through seventh, going down to Fresno State, was only separated by 43 points. So a lot of, you know, the preseason poll basically confirmed kind of what I said and what we thought from last week, which was that the only thing everyone agreed on was San Diego State at the top. And after that, it was just kind of all over the place. Vaughn did probably get, you know, a vast majority of those freshman votes, but Angelo Chol for San Diego State was the newcomer of the year. I think that was a solid pick. I had gone with Cody Doolin, but I think there's like five or six guys you could have gone there. Yeah.
Let me cut you off.
Just quick run through the team. Larry Nance, preseason player of the year, which I disagree with, but it was easy to see that's what people were going to go with. Anthony Drimmick from Boise State, Daniel Bejarano from Colorado State, and then San Diego State's Winston Shepherd and Dwayne Poley are your five first team. Go Ray.
Here's what I can't figure out. Everybody's on this Cody Doolin kid like he's John Stockton. Like he's going to come in and everybody's going to get the rock and he's not going to have pressure to score. And I'm like, here's a guy who took a year off, who was on a team that was middle of the pack at best in a middle of the pack league, a top-heavy league, the WCC.
Well, didn't they end up coming close to winning that league?
Even if they did.
I'm pretty sure they did.
But maybe his last year. But his initial two seasons, I just think that this guy, while he might turn out to be great, and he might be Kevin Kruger, for all I know, who came in from Arizona State and led UNLV to the Sweet 16, that maybe our ceiling's a little too high for this kid.
Yeah,
he didn't play last year.
That's true. Played four games. And then,
doesn't it take a while to get back into the flow of things?
Well, by that judgment, Rashad Vaughn's coming off of an injury and has never played Division I basketball. Half year rotation hasn't played Division I basketball.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying that I hear a lot of fans on our message boards or on call-in radio shows. They're so fired up about Cody Doolin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is not great. He's an upgrade. They had no point guard last year. He definitely pushes Kendall Smith to be better. He definitely is better than what UNLV had before he got here.
Yeah.
There's no doubt the guy could pass the ball. But is he going to be the savior? Is he going to be the glue that holds this team together? I just think the ceiling, and I talked about it two minutes ago, I said the expectations for UNLV were low. Maybe that's a good thing because they've been high before and they haven't been able to equal them. Well, for this kid, I think they might be too high. My humble opinion.
It could be. I think those are all valid points. And the, you know, play devil's advocate, the counter to me is that all he has to do is control the team. You know, it's about ball handling and setting people up. The idea is that he shouldn't have to shoot until defenses are backing off of him 5-10 feet. To go double team someone else who has been hitting shots like that. Ideally, that's how it works. And he's, from what I've seen, capable enough to run the offense, to be able to distribute, to be able. One of the biggest things that I've seen from him that I really like is being able to penetrate in, get under the basket, and then make a decision from there, whether it's a dump off pass to a big man, crashing a kick out to the opposite corner, or just being able to go through and set everything back up. That was, you know, the type of thing DeVille Smith would drive into that situation, leave his feet, and just ran, you know, had no idea where he was going to go. I think that one kind of play where he can get close to the basket and then have at least three good options there of what to do with it, I think that can be a huge key for UNLV. But you're right, there's serious questions about it. He hasn't played, quote, on this level. You know, I don't know how good the Mountain West is going to be exactly, but they're playing a very tough non-conference schedule. Coming from San Francisco, it's going to be a step up. He has had essentially a year off of playing. So, yeah, those are concerns. That said, I'm more worried about the freshman.
Oh, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, the success and failure this year obviously hinges on how quickly that group figures it out and gets acclimated to Division I college basketball. This is far from the Fab Five, of course, but I think there's a happy medium where if, you know, they get some experience early and, you know, the Mountain West isn't as good as it used to be, maybe they could peak toward the end of the season and something good could happen.
That's the idea anyway.
That's how this basketball thing works. You don't want to be good in November. You want to be good in March.
Yes.
From what I'm told.
Or good in November and better in March.
And both. Both are great. Last thing here. So picked fourth in the preseason poll. Will they finish better, worse, or exactly at that number, Case?
I'm going to say better. I thought I was kind of surprised when you said fourth. I thought maybe it's just because – did you pick them third?
I had them third.
Yeah. I don't know why. In my head, I thought they should be at least third. I mean, so I'm definitely going better. And all that we're talking about, I think it's not unrealistic to expect they're going to be better by the end of the year with all the young talent they have. I think that I mean, just looks like a team that might be peaking once the time you get deep in conference play. So I would definitely say better than fourth.
Right.
I would say definitely ahead of New Mexico, whose coach is unproven and one with Alford's player, and who seems destined to play his son who can't do much. And I think New Mexico, even though it's impossible to win at the Pit, I think New Mexico is a middle of the road team this year in the Mountain West, and I think Craig Neal could be. Because, you know, those people in Albuquerque, they have one thing, New Mexico basketball. Here, we have one thing, UNLV basketball. But at least we have the Strip to do something out the other 8 months of the year.
They got Jackson Winklejohn, too.
Whatever they got. That was a reference to Breaking Bad?
No, the UFC. The biggest MMA gym in the world.
You're right. And my two cents.
Cullen Neal can do a lot of things. His biggest problem is that one of those things that he does often is turn the ball over. That's... If he cuts down on turnovers, he could be a solid Mountain West player. But they've got him, Greenwood. I'm concerned about them at the bigs. I agree with you. I had them like fifth or sixth, I think. I like Wyoming more than I like New Mexico this year. And part of that is also the home court advantage going up to the AA. Because I picked them third, I will also say UNLV finishes better than fourth. But I think that's a fair slot for them in the preseason, considering all the questions. And you look around the league, there's just a lot of uncertainty. People are gonna. It's a crutch at this point, but talent. You know, they'll look at UNLV's roster and see that it's very talented, and just bank essentially on Dave Rice and his new look staff eventually figuring that out. But that is a conversation for another day. As we inch closer to the start of the regular season coming up in about a month now.
30 days is ESPN's all night thing.
Yeah, UNLV opens up at home with a Friday and Sunday matchup that sandwiches a road game football at BYU. So schedule makers could have done me a favor there, but decided not to. Morehead State Friday night, the 13th?
14th.
November 14th. Case Kiefer all over it.
I just looked it up. I'm just pumped for this season. I think this team's going to be exciting to watch. You don't really know what you're going to get. And that January 4th game at Kansas, that's like the most I've looked forward to a regular season college basketball game in a long time.
Oh, it's going
to
be good, buddy. All right, for Ray and for Case, I'm Taylor. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hands in your chest, running because I'm a rebel with the ghetto connects. No fouls, just checks. Make a brother sweat, work for yours to earn my rejection.